Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are a
man.
Isotonics, the world's most advanced nutraceutical taken orally. Isotonics refers to the form by which the supplement is delivered into your body. Isotonic means having the same fluid pressure as body fluid. This all-natural delivery method reduces the time it takes for your body to absorb the nutrients. Normally, when you ingest a daily vitamin or nutritional supplement tablet, your body must work up to 4 hours digesting and absorbing the vitamins and nutrients. During this lengthy breakdown process, a percentage of the nutritive value is lost. But because Isotonic's products are powders, the fillers, binders, coatings, and lubricants that are common to tablet manufacturing are not necessary. And the inactive natural ingredients and flavoring also make the product taste great. Faster and more efficient absorption into the bloodstream increases the value of taking nutritional supplements. Always follow the directions on the label when taking any nutritional supplement. Isotonic products become isotonic when mixed with the appropriate amount of water. You simply mix the product, stir, and drink. It's that easy. Isotonic.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, welcome.
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear important instructions.
Hello.
Hi. All right.
Yeah, that was weird again. I don't know why I kept doing that.
I know.
I think CIA is the FBI is snooping us. But, But anyway, today, welcome back, everyone. There was a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Something like that. I was just babbling about my thing, and we'll continue on. And tonight we're going to be talking about the book Live Better Longer, The Science Behind Amazing Health Benefits of OPC, which is the oligomeric proanthocyanidins. That's a little bit of a tongue twister there. This book, like I said, if you go into the descriptions of the show, you're going to be able to see the book, what it looks like. It's about like maybe 6x4, and it's written by Richard A. Passwater. It's a PhD. He's also written a couple of books and magazine articles, mainly in the subject of nutrition, including his bestseller called Super Nutrition's Mega Vitamins Revolution. And Dr. Passwater also writes a monthly column for the Whole Foods magazine. Now, this one, the book talks about the science behind amazing health benefits and OPC. I know that in the past we've covered The OPC3, the benefits of OPC3, the one that you can find on Shopaly.com, Shopaly. But what we want to do is go through the what the books actually contains, and we'll, with the help of Aubrey Luke and also my co-host, Lady D, we'll go through them. And for them, some of you guys that are not familiar with the free radicals, stick around. We will explain that to you. So we'll go from there. Now, the OPC, which is can be found in various plants and fruits, including pine bark, bilberries, grape seed extracts, and all that. So go ahead.
So the PROANT, you know, that stands OPC, is in short for oligomeric proanthocyanidins. And according to this book, proanthocyanidins are naturally occurring plant metabolites widely available in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, flowers, and bark. And good sources of proanthocyanidins include red wine, grape seeds, and pine bark. Sometimes the proanthocyanidins are simply called proanthocyanidins instead of oligomeric proanthocyanidins.
Huh.
Now, these bioflavonoids give color to plants, primarily the blue, violet, and red pigment. So, proanthocyanidins belong to the category of flavonoids known as condensed tannins, one of the two main categories of plant tannins. So, when you're looking for the proanthocyanidins, you're going to be looking for the things that we mentioned, particularly like what it says, that it can be found in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, flowers, and bark. And you're going to look for blue, violet, and red pigmentation. So that's how you're going to be able, that's like the sign for what that is. So we probably should give a disclaimer, although we're mostly going to be talking about, you know, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. But so here's the disclaimer. If you're in the USA and you're having an emergency, feel free to call 911, you know, for your emergency. Also, these have not been evaluated. The products we're talking about that are not evaluated by the FDA because it's a Food and Drug Administration. However, Aubrey will be able to explain what kind of testing they go through. And we just wanted to give you guys that disclaimer that, you know, if you want to ask your doctor, go ahead and ask your doctor, but don't say, can I take this? Say to your doctor, is anything in here, for example, if you get the Isotonics OPC3, say to them, is there anything in here that can harm me? So those are the key words, the way to ask the doctor. Now, Frodo the Sentry is going to give the other part of the disclaimer, and then we're going to have Aubrey tell us what kind of process the isotonic products go through.
What is
through.
That, FDA?
The FDA disclaimer.
Oh, okay, yeah, because all the thing that you're going to hear from here, any products or things that we were talked about are not, you know, they're not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So, yeah, that's not what I'm telling you. That's going to be a cure-all thing. So, but with this book, Live Better, Longer, The Science Behind Amazing Health Benefits, OPC, it's going to give you the arsenal. It's going to give you all the knowledge you need. So,
yes.
Without further ado, let's welcome in Aubrey Look. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Good evening.
Yeah, that is good. Good evening to you.
Yes, we are really thankful that we're able to join together on this show because we want to do this show to help people to get more knowledgeable about health and nutrition. And also, right before, I just wanted to let our listeners know that Aubrey and I, Lady D, we actually are certified to work with doctors that want to implement a wellness program into their practice. That could be a regular family physician, pediatrician, foot and joint doctor, chiropractor, acupuncturist, that can be even a dentist, any type of doctor. So, Aubrey, we're going to be talking about some products on this show, and it's not FDA approved, but can you tell our listeners what process the products that are found on Shopali.com or through Market America go through?
Absolutely. No food and supplement are FDA approved, but what's so wonderful about these exclusive line of products is that they are manufactured in an FDA-approved facility, and it also has GMP, which stands for Good Manufacturing Practices, meaning it's like the product that it's a very high-end quality product, and it's tested not only in the United States but in Canada as well as some other countries as well for the purity and, you know, the potency of the product. Now, because it is a brokerage company, if the product is not to the standards, the company will not ship the product out. So that is the power behind product brokerage company. A lot of other companies out there, if they had a bad batch come through, they would simply just still ship it out to the end consumer. So the products that we are talking about, very high end quality and high standards as well. So, and that's really important too when you're looking in, vitamins and supplementation as well.
Yes, that is right. A lot of people, they just take it for granted that if the store carries it, it must be safe and it must be already, checked for quality assurance, But unfortunately, that's not how it is. Sometimes people pay big bucks for stuff that doesn't have a good quality, And we really should pay attention to what the quality is, because even if you go to somewhere like a cheap, so-called cheap store, and instead of spending $30 for your vitamins, you spend $15. But if they have harmful things in there because they were not quality assured, or quality checked, then that actually can be more harmful for your body, wouldn't you say, Aubrey?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, it's like a lot of people will just pick up some products at like a Walmart or Costco, and you really don't know what's behind it or, who's the manufacturer's products because it isn't regulated. So when you're, looking to ingest or, supplement your regimen, you want to make sure that it is the highest quality as well.
That is so true. So
yeah.
I'm very glad that you're able to explain to the listeners about that it's not FDA approved, but it's good manufacturing practices done in FDA approved facility. And we're going to be talking about this book, Live Better Longer. And as our listeners know, we've talked about OPC3 found on Shopali, Shopali.com. We've talked about that like several times because it's a very good product. It covers so many things. And for our listeners that may not know or may be wondering, how do you know so much about these health and nutrition? Our company actually trains us, and we actually read this book, Live Better Longer. And I was very, encouraged by the book because I knew that the OPC3 was helping me personally, but I just didn't know exactly why. So this book would be a great book to get. You can get it on our website too, Shopali.com. It's about $5, I think, and it's very informational. So if you want to read up on it before you talk to your doctor, so you're well informed. But we're going to try to cover some of the things in this book on this show because we want people to be able to have an avenue to try to get more wellness information.
So before we get into the book, I did a little research on this. How did they discover that? Like the OPC.
I don't know, but I'm gonna take a guess here, and I think it was when the people got scurvy on the ships.
Yeah, historical account that relates to the.
So I'm right.
1536.
That's so amazing.
The story explorer Jacques Cartier, that's French. His cruise actually was cured by scurvy with this, just by taking tea of pines, tea.
Yes.
Needle. Pine needle.
T-E-A.
Mm-hmm.
They drank
also,
some tea with
yeah,
pine needle.
Yeah, and bark. It was given to them mm-hmm. by the Indians, the Iroquois Indians, after the crew suffered months of nutritional deprivation at sea.
Yes,
what they're eating
and that scurvy
yeah.
where your teeth fall out.
Mm-hmm. So they did a study on that. So, I mean, vitamin C is and also has significant amount of OPCs on those pine barks, you
mm-hmm.
know. Now, in the book, we're going to talk about Aubrey, can you explain to the listeners that know or not familiar with the word free radicals?
Yeah, what are free radicals?
Yeah, what are
free radicals are everywhere. They how it works is that when there is an atom and it doesn't have enough electrons, it steals it from the healthy ones. So that's how free radical damage occurs, such as like oxidative stress, which is like rusting on a car, or when we cut an apple open and it starts to turn brown. That's oxidative stress, as well as, like our skin, or, you know, like we have oxidative stress that we can't even see, not only on the outside, but also the inside of our body, just like a lot of degenerative and, diseases and immunity disorders as well, is oxidative stress. It's free radical damage. And if we could prevent that from happening, then, you know, it could, I'm not saying it's going to cure it, but it could improve it, because it's all about slowing down that process. So obviously our bodies are natural healers. And it wants to heal itself naturally. That's what's so amazing about bodies. So when you add a supplement, right, that can accelerate or stop that oxidative stress, just like when we pour lemon juice onto a fruit salad so it won't turn brown, that's the same thing that's happening when we take our OPCs. And that's what's so amazing about the science behind it.
Yeah. Definitely. That is amazing. Like, I'm glad that you were able to explain it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like I was saying earlier, I don't know if it was when we were having technical difficulty, but I was saying that, like, I had a lot of health, like, ailments, like, with pain in my feet, you know. And then I took this OPC3, the isotonic one, and it was like within 3 days I noticed that I could actually get out of the car from a car ride and I wouldn't have excruciating pain. I could get out of bed in the morning without being, you know, like having excruciating pain. You know, and now I kind of know like that it there's an inflammation in the body that can trigger that kind of pain. And this OPC3 is a natural anti-inflammatory also. So,
mm-hmm. In the book, it also talks about the battleground for health, OPCs versus diseases caused by the free radicals. There's some numerous diseases out there that the free radical causes, you know, to the thing, to harm your you know, your immune system.
Yeah.
The OPC is actually a number really strong and is good, and it's backed by science, okay?
Yes, because definitely.
He talks about, like, Richard Passwater, I don't know if they're still alive.
I don't know.
Because he talks about in a book here, he says, in 1970 in Toronto, I presented evidence to the Gerontological Society's annual scientific congress that antioxidant nutrients offered a practical means of increasing human lifespan. So, I mean, 97, I wasn't even born. So he's got to be, I don't know.
What year was that?
1970.
Oh, wow, so this has been studied, like OPCs has been studied for about 50 years.
Yeah, that's his discoveries about free radicals and all that. It terminates OPCs, it can terminate free radicals and protect cells. So it's a really good book that we can, you know, you can really grab them. I put the link right on the he said that there's no audio. On YouTube, there's no.
There's no audio on YouTube.
No audio
what is
on
going
YouTube.
On?
What's going on in there? But anyway.
So yeah, this is so it's been studied for more than 50 years, and then actually it says in here that one of the ingredients, like the picogenol, this is the bottle. It says the picogenol pine bark extract, right? So it mentions the pine bark extract. It says that OPCs can improve fertility, and horse breeders swear by picogenol if that's any indication of its ability to promote fertility. So those of you struggling with getting pregnant, or getting your spouse pregnant, this might be something that you want to look into. And it says that in this book, it says that it also helps with PMS. There were studies that have been done with a PMS, and it can actually really help the mood of some women. They get this despairing of life when they have PMS. It's
right.
Like a hormonal thing,
mm-hmm.
And that the research says that was cut. I believe that this book covered that it was cut down significantly. At least 50% of women that were taking some type of OPCs, they felt better. Have you ever heard that, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely. Because OPC3, what it does, it helps bring down inflammation, and it's part of our, circulatory system, our blood system. So obviously, if it's helped cleaning our blood and helping with, obviously if we have PMS or like inflammation or cramping, with the muscles,
mm-hmm.
and it also helps thin out the blood, too. So naturally. So obviously would help bring down the inflammation, and if there's any kind of cramping or anything that's getting in the way, it's going to help bring it down. Now OPC3 is also really good for allergies too. So when we are exposed to a lot of allergens, or, we might have like a allergic reaction or a breakout, or if we're exposed
yeah.
to too many things that we're allergic to, right? When
mm-hmm.
when we take OPC3s, it helps bring it down so that we won't have that allergic reactions. Also, it's a great alternative instead of using like a Benadryl or, because it is a natural anti-inflammatory and natural antihistamine too. So, you have
good.
Children, right, and you don't
mm-hmm.
want them to be on Benadryl, that's a good one too. So, it's just, it's helping the whole system work better as well.
Yes, definitely. And speaking of like with the blood flow, the women that suffer from endometriosis, where they get really like excruciating pain during their periods, fibroids, this actually it can help improve that, like so that you don't have cramps. Actually, like it's more than 70% of women that take some form, like the OPCs, they have a decrease in those menstrual cramping. So, I mean, that's definitely something that, like, some women, they get so bad that they can't even barely walk or get out of bed. And they, so this is definitely something that they would want to look into because it improves the blood flow. It's a natural pain reliever. It's, it's something that is going to benefit your body overall, not just like when you take an ibuprofen for the pain, like it's not helping with the other issues that might be going on in the body. Now, have you heard you know how some kids, they are diagnosed with ADD or ADHD? According to this book, Aubrey, it says that OPCs can also help people with that problem. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I have heard with that. it might have to do with, like, the blood-brain, you know, barriers, whatever have you, and the toxicity. Mm-hmm. I know that, like, there is something, again, we're talking about the whole circulatory system, and OPC3 is all about the circulatory system and the blood flow as well. So obviously some people, you know, will drink coffee or will do, like, an awake drink or something to help dilate or to help, you know, make yourself more alert. But taking OPC3 obviously also can help open up those blood vessels, right? And mm-hmm. are not only in our hearts, our arteries, or like other parts of our bodies, but also in our brain. So it can also help focus on attention. And again, not to cure or, you know, but it could assist in it. And there have been patients that, you know, we've worked with in the past or, you know, it has, you know, I've also worked with a lot of mothers and their children who have ADHD, and by taking OPC3 has helped attention. And it definitely has improved, you know, the children's schoolwork as well. So definitely something to consider it or to look into. And again, instead of taking, you know, the drugs, right? Mm-hmm. I can't get into the personal part, but I do have, let's just say, relatives. Where mm-hmm. the parents choose to do the drugs. And the thing is with the drugs is that the kids don't eat, and then they are starved. Like, they're literally getting malnourished and because they're not eating because they don't want to eat because the medicine doesn't make them want to eat. And so the kids are not eating, but then they're, like, hyper. They go up and down. Yeah. Like, if they're not on their meds, they're very hyper, and then when they are on them, they're like kind of like zombies, and then they have trouble getting their kids to eat as well. So it's definitely, if you are being faced with that as a parent, it is definitely worth looking into and investigating, hey, should I try OPC3 with my child before I go down the road of drugging my kids so they can sit in their chair and learn. And I used to be a school teacher too, so I do have a lot of experience with children who have ADHD or autism or any neurological challenges. I always had at least, you know, 2 to 3 in my room at the time. But, you know, as a parent, I think it might be more beneficial to say, hey, let's try some natural before we go down this road, you know, because there are also harmful side effects that we will not see not only today, but also down the road as the child develops as well. So these are all things that we want to consider and look into as a parent, you know, before we just listen to the doctor just because they wrote you a script, you know, oh, I have to take the script because my doctor wrote it for me. Well, before you do that, be an advocate for your child. Do some research, look into it. Maybe we should try this before we get a script, you know. It's definitely worth it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's such a good point. Like, a lot of parents, they said, doctor says to do this, so I'm going to do that. And you're not an advocate for your kid, like, looking into the side effects of the medicine. You're just trusting the doctor that they know what's best. You know, that's why we tell our listeners and the people that we talk to, don't ask your doctor, can you take the OPC3? Ask them, is there anything in here that can harm me? Because that will have the doctor look at the ingredients. And as we mentioned before, the OPCs found in the OPC3 are found in food, in a regular food. But the thing is, like, when you get the OPC3, it's like in a highly available way that you can get it. It's an isotonic, so your body doesn't have to digest it. You don't lose as many nutrients compared to a pill or a capsule or when you're eating the food with it. So it's actually cheaper in a lot of times for just getting the OPC3. And speaking of kids, we have one for kids. You know, I mean, when our kids were little, they took the adult version, which it's fine. But, like, if some parents, they don't want to give their kids something like that doesn't say it's not for kids, we do have one for kids
Right. Now, on one of the books that's right here, it talks about bilberries for night vision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of products out there claim to have a high, you know, potent OPCs on them, you know. We all know that isotonic is better than the tablets.
Yes.
And but they're missing bilberries, and I looked it
oh,
up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They only have, like, the grapeseed extract, you know, the claim to be. But bilberries, actually, it says here in the book that there have been about 30 clinical trials studying the possibility that bilberries improves night vision, you know. So given that, I mean, I've been taking OPC3 for about 2 months now, like almost 3 months, you know, and that's when I had problem with double vision.
Yes, that's right.
And that would actually help me with, along with the Prime Vision formula, eye health formula, right, found in Shapali.com also.
Yeah.
And it's one of the anti-aging things.
Yes, it's an anti-aging line.
So with the OPC3 and that, within, you know, a week or so, that it went away.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it was 3 or 4 days, you said.
Yeah.
It was like...
But I was constantly taking OPC3, you know, with that
Were for about 2 months. And also the doctor said that there's nothing that can be done about the double vision. You just have to learn to live with it. So about a year or two later, Frodo DeCentris decided we're going to try something else other than what the doctor said.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we've kind of proved the doctor wrong in that, right?
Doctor doesn't know
everything.
Right, doesn't know. And also in the book, Aubrey, it says that that is actually, you know, it's really good for preventing risk of cancer. I mean, that's a pretty
bold word to
say that you know, OPC3s, you know, it's really good for preventing the risk of cancer. Can you talk about more about that?
Well,
I
have survived cancer twice, you know. I had thyroid cancer, and then 7 years ago, and then I had breast cancer 9 months ago. And, it cannot prevent the disease, right? Or totally get rid of it. But what it can do, again, it's the circulation, right? Cancer cells are cells that are unstable, and they steal electrons from the good cells. And that's how cancer creates. And we all have cancer cells in our bodies, believe it or not.
But
yes, it's like there's certain
right.
things that stimulate it, right? So, like, environment, hormones, stress, you know, I do know people who were introduced to this product because they heard that it could help, right, or could assist in the healing process. So,
yes.
I do know that I have recovered the quickest. I'm just saying, you know, people don't even know that I even had the health challenges I've had in the past because – it gives you a better quality of life. And there are so many toxins and chemicals and testing and x-rays and things that we go through when we go through cancer treatment. But it's naturally detoxifying you. And it's, again, here we go with the whole theme again, cleaning the blood, cleaning the circulatory system.
Yes.
So, again, you have to do what you have to do. You have to, again, I've had... you know, radiation in the past. I've had surgeries. I felt like for my care, it was the healthiest, the most natural way to go about my cancer. But the OPC3 definitely helps you have more ease while you're going through it. Again, you have to talk to your health provider depending on where you're at in your treatment plan. But it is a great one even after for recovery, depending on and for overall better health, you know, you just feel better overall because, again, our body wants to naturally heal itself. And this is, when we're talking about free radical damage, we're talking about, you know, preventing the inhibit of the cells, you know, and this is OPC3 is cleaning your blood so that our body can naturally heal naturally, you know. It can do what it's supposed to do. Absolutely.
Yes. Right. That's a good point. And it's like, you know, in the past they think that like the OPCs are, you know, a cure for cancer, and it's not, but it can also like help your body fight. It can help your body fight the cancer, you know, and like Aubrey said, she had cancer twice, but she's taking OPC3, and she felt that it helped speed up her recovery after, you know, her treatments. So, you know, because once again, for our listeners, the OPCs, they help fight the free radicals, and cancer would be caused by like free radicals too, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, absolutely.
So like, yeah, so that like it's gonna help your body fight the free radicals, and you know, so the thing is like a lot of times people think they can eat whatever they want to eat, and then they'll be just fine, you know, and then the thing is like you can't always do that because those can trigger. I'm not saying necessarily cancer, because like what Aubrey brought up is a good point, that everybody has cancer cells. It's just when they become unstable is when that causes an alarm that can, you know, make you sick, because like a lot of people might not realize that everybody has cancer cells. It's just when they say I have cancer, it actually means that like my cancer cells are acting crazy, you know, and they're trying to like, you know, kill me or something like that. So like, but when it comes even to like, you know, like according to this book, the studies, like what we mentioned, like the ADHD can be caused by toxins in the body, and I think that that's really good what Aubrey was bringing up, is a neurological thing, because sometimes that toxins in the body can mess with the neurological system. And am I right in that, Aubrey?
Yeah, toxins absolutely can mess up your neurological systems. Absolutely. Like a lot of people have a lot of heavy metals, or it goes straight to your brain, and it could affect your, you know, your mental clarity. It could cause a lot of other challenges as well. So absolutely.
Yes.
Detoxing is really important. It's important that we detox every day, because we're exposed to chemicals and things in our environment that we haven't been exposed to. And it's very different compared to like when our parents were raised and our grandparents were raised. So naturally detoxing should be a part of our everyday regimen.
Yes. So like this OPCs, it can help with the anti-inflammatory, and it's an antioxidant. And also in this book, it says that it also can help with asthma. So people that are suffering from asthma, I don't know if you're aware of it or not. I mean, if you have a really good doctor that's knowledgeable, they will even tell you that steroids from the inhaler actually damages the immune system. So they give you the inhaler because that's the only thing that they are aware of that might be able to help you with your asthma. But we're here to tell you that there might be another way. We're not telling you to throw away your asthma inhaler, but wouldn't it be nice if you started taking like the OPC3, for example, and you notice that you don't need your inhaler as much? Wouldn't that be beneficial to you, our listeners, to know that there's research about the OPCs helping with asthma? Aubrey, can you give our listeners a little bit information about why that would help with asthma?
That's so funny you mentioned this today, because that's the number one reason why I looked into this product and looked into this company. That's the number one reason why I had really bad asthma diagnosed when I was in sixth grade. So probably like, 10, 11 years old. And certain things would trigger it, and I would be on two different inhalers. A rescuer and then a maintenance one. I would be on singular pill. I would be on steroids and Flonase and I believe Allegra D. And at a young age. And then I would be in the hospital probably one time a year because I would have these really bad breathing attacks where I couldn't breathe at all, and I'd have to go to the hospital to get breathing treatment. So I talk to your physician, talk to your doctor. I still continue to take my medication, but I added in the OPC3, and what happened over time, there was like, well, you know, you're not using your medication as much. What are you doing? What have you changed? And I did mention to her, hey, I was taking OPC3. So what happened under the care of my physician, she said that it was okay to go off certain medications. And here I am at 41 years old. I don't see myself as an asthma patient because of the OPC3. So it is a product that got me off of several prescription medications, but it is a product that I use every day to help with inflammation or to help me breathe. And that was the number one reason why I looked into this product was because of my asthma. It was my number one concern was breathing. And a lot of people don't even know that I had asthma. they don't even know that I even had it, or that was one of my biggest health challenges growing up. And I played sports and did a lot of things, but I am forever grateful for that product. Absolutely.
And then also on the research over here that talks about like how free radicals actually, you know, bad for your anything has to do with body, like, you know, PMS.
Yeah.
You know, and anything like that. Free radicals is like will it's bad for you. So OPC3 can actually help to, you know, kind of take that, you know, put you in a good mood, I guess.
I've noticed people that like have a PMS that affects their mood, not just like they get angry or whatever, but that they get depressed or something like that. It's like a PMS depression. I've noticed that people, when they take that OPC3, I mean, of course, like we're telling our listeners, we can't guarantee it, but it's worth a try. There's a change in the person's behavior, like the way that they think, the way they process things, because like Aubrey mentioned earlier, it gives you like a mental clarity when you're cleaning your blood. It is helping remove the toxins from your body, because when you have toxins in your body, it makes you all kinds of things. Like even toxins in the body has been linked to dementia, according to this book. So it's like it's a mental clarity it can make such a big improvement in people's lives.
And it goes along with this sexual function as far as. There's also fertility, PMS, and menstrual disorders.
Yes.
Those are free radical causes to those to flare up.
Yeah.
You know, and free radical and also OPC, especially OPC3, known to be, you know, to get rid of those, in general, to improve the sperm motility and mobility. So it's good for the guys.
Oh, yeah. It's talking about Viagra in this book, about Viagra helps with the nitric oxide production, but it also says that in clinical studies are available to demonstrate that picogenol is effective in erectile dysfunction.
Funny thing, you know,
oops,
funny thing?
ED.
Oops, ED. I read this thing about, like, you know, the vaccines coming out now, right?
Yeah.
And it's saying something about it kills the...
Sex drive?
No, not just the sex drive. It's the sperm.
I've
heard that too.
Wow.
You heard that?
Yes.
You know, guys, if you
I've
want to be able
that.
To get your wife pregnant, you might not want to get. We'll let you decide on your own. I won't finish this.
But anyway,
Wow, that is something. So you guys, you know, like, remember the picogenol is found in the pine bark extract, right, Aubrey?
Yeah, picogenol is the pine bark. Yeah, it is the pine bark extract.
And that pine bark extract actually helped sailors in the 1500s from when they were suffering from scurvy of their teeth falling out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're coming for a landing now, so we just encourage you guys to do your research. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scientific reports when it comes to this OPC and what's good, to, you know, antioxidants and all that. Read them all. Get the book. I put the link up there. And it's a really good book. You know, there's a little tiny book, but it's packed with all the information when it comes to antioxidants. So, yeah. So I'll give you the last word, Aubrey.
Yeah, well, obviously, looking at OPC3, and, you know, check out the book as well on their website. And there's just so many benefits. These are just a few of the benefits that we talked about this evening. But take a look into it, not only for you, but your family, even your pet could benefit from OPC3. And I think it's probably, if you're stuck on a deserted island, if you could only have one supplement, I think this would be the supplement to definitely to take with you.
All right.
Yes.
So we're saying goodnight once again. Today it's, what's going on, New Year? We'll see you next year. We'll probably have another one next Monday.
Yes,
definitely.
Monday.
We'll have a health talk on every Monday with Lady D, Produce Centrist, and our nutritionist, Aubrey Look. Here on Block Talk Radio, we say goodnight. Bye-bye.
Bye.